and bigger every single year, and that's your annual ski swap. But you've kind of broadened it out now. You're calling it the ski board and bike swap. How much room are you guys taking over at the Entrex Center now?
We actually take up the four ballrooms on the side of the main ballroom there at the Entrex Center. So it's growing a lot. We have different vendors there as well. All of our local ski and board shops, as well as board shops from Jasper, Peace River, all over coming and contributing last year's either new year or some of their demos into the swap. So it does keep growing. Last year, I think we saw over 1,200 people through the door.
Did you remember years ago when the ski and swap was like 12 people who were exchanging poles and old skis?
Well, I'm not that old, Paul, but I do remember when it was smaller. So it was back when it was at the Army Navy Club. I remember that.
Man, this thing has just gotten huge and huge. What a you always, of course, get a huge turnout, and those hallways are usually filled with lineups as well, too. So, of course, you're anticipating another big crowd.
We are. Every year we anticipate it to get bigger and bigger. People start lining up usually around 7:30 in the morning. I'm there at 6:30, and the lineup starts just not too long after that. And then we open the doors at 9 a.m. for the swap on Saturday, which is November 8th. People can drop off their equipment to us, though, on Friday, November the 7th, from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Entrex Center. So come on down there, drop off your gear. We'll have volunteers and out there tagging and helping you price your gear. So if you're not sure what exactly you should price your gear at, we can help you with that. And then what we do, we open the doors on Saturday from 9 to 1. People have an opportunity to come in and buy your the gear that you dropped off and also some of the stuff that the shops have contributed. And then we write you a check for 80% of the sale price that we sold the gear for, and we take 20% of the donation to the ski hill that helps us with snowmaking every year.
Okay, well, I'm glad you said that right off the top there, because that was going to be my first question. Is it too late to bring stuff for the swap? And obviously not. You said Friday you can bring this stuff, and then Saturday things get rolling. So what I'd like to do one more time, excuse me, because things kind of go by quickly, especially if you're in the car and you've got the radio on. Let's run through days and times real quick of when you can drop off and when you can pick up for the ski swap. One more time, please.
For sure. So Friday, November 7th. From 4 to 8 p.m., you can drop off your gear at the Entrex Center.
Right.
And then Saturday, November 8th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., we'll have the swap open, and that's the opportunity for people to come in, get their gear. Also, it's another opportunity for people to buy their season passes to Nighthawk at a reduced rate. It's the last discounted deadline that we have. And this year, actually, we've got Sun Peaks Alpine Resort partnering with us on that. And anybody that buys their season pass before the November 8th deadline will actually have their name entered into a draw to win 4 days and four nights skiing and accommodations at Sun Peaks this winter.
And again, that's at Evergreen Park right in the Entrex Center. Get lots of rest because you, my friend, have a very busy weekend ahead of you.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, take care, Jonathan. Good luck this weekend.
Take care. We'll see you on the hill this winter.
Paul and Pike in the Morning, brought to you by Prairie Mall. Prairie Mall gift cards make a great idea any time of the year, whether you're shopping for a birthday